The purpose of the crime beat is to educate and inform the public about some of the property crime trends occurring in South Delta and other files of interest. If you see anything occurring that you believe to be suspicious, call 911 for in-progress crimes and emergencies or 604-946-4411 for other assistance. Sawa Sen, February 27, 1700 block of 56th Street. Complainant reported theft of catalytic converter from vehicle parked in parking stall at their apartment complex. Theft occurred sometime overnight on February 25. Complainant stated this was the second time, in 6 weeks, the catalytic converter had been stolen from the vehicle in the parking stall. No CCTV located in the area and no known witnesses. February 27, HQ 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported receiving a pop-up screen on their home computer stating their internet had been compromised and to call a phone number. Complainant called number and spoke with a male who took control of the computer and attempted to withdraw money, asking complainant to cash out all accounts. Complainant turned off computer and attended bank to put safeguards in place to prevent withdrawals from accounts. February 27, 1100 block Ferguson Road. Complainant reported a catalytic converter stolen from their vehicle parked in parking stall at their apartment complex. Complainant discovered catalytic converter was stolen when they tried to start the vehicle. Police requested review of surveillance footage to look for possible suspects. March 1, 5000 block Springs Boulevard. Complainant reported break and enter into apartment complex on February 23. Resident advised that a package was missing from lobby after receiving confirmation of delivery. CCTV footage revealed that a male, with a slim build, with goatee and glasses, broke into the building, stole a package and left. Complainant was notified by another resident that the suspect was witnessed entering a vehicle and leaving the area. Vehicle license plate provided to police. March 1, HQ 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported being a victim of fraud. Complainant reported receiving a phone call from an unknown male saying an iPhone had been purchased with complainant's credit card. Complainant was instructed to purchase gift cards and send pictures of the receipts to an unknown male caller from multiple businesses. Complainant was alerted to the fraud by one of the store's employees. Complainant then ceased all communications and canceled the credit card and is working with their credit card company for a refund. March 4, 5100 block Canoe Passway. Complainant reported a theft in progress from a local business. Suspect was observed concealing many miscellaneous items and then leaving the business. Suspect returned most items once confronted. Suspect was identified and arrested by police. Complainant not interested in pursuing charges, and the suspect was released by police. March 5, 4800 block Dogwood Drive. Complainant reported finding a discarded duffel bag and package on the side of the road. It was identified as belonging to a neighbor. Upon return of the property to the owner, it was discovered that unlocked vehicles of two neighbors had been rummaged through. It did not appear that anything was missing. Police canvass of the neighborhood was negative for surveillance video or witnesses. March 5, 400 block English Bluff Road. Complainant reported a theft from an unlocked vehicle parked on the road. Approximately $40 and a charging block was stolen. No CCTV footage in the area. Ladner. February 27, 5200 block 57A Street. Complainant reported, sometime overnight, the theft of the catalytic converter from their vehicle parked on the roadway in front of their residence. Investigation revealed complainant heard a noise from outside the home around 5:30 a.m. An extensive canvass by police for CCTV footage revealed a dark-colored, four-door sedan was seen stopping near the complainant's home and leaving shortly after. No clear CCTV footage for positive identification at this time, however. March 1, 5500 block Maple Crescent. Complainant attended police headquarters to report a catalytic converter stolen from their vehicle while parked in their driveway. Complainant said they heard a noise from outside of their home and observed a male running from the driveway and entering a dull-colored sedan. No surveillance video available or witnesses. March 2, 6500 block Highway 17. Police stopped a vehicle clocked by radar traveling at 126 km per hour in an 80 km per hour zone. The driver was charged with driving at an excessive speed. The vehicle was towed and impounded. March 2, Nordal Truck Park Highway 17. A commercial vehicle towing flat deck trailers was observed exiting the truck park in the wrong direction. The vehicle was stopped for a roadside inspection as obvious defects were observed. The vehicle inspection resulted in 22 overall defects. Police removed the license plates and seized for return to the vehicle owner from Alberta. The owner was issued multiple tickets for the violations and the vehicle and trailers were towed to a repair facility. March 2, Highway 99 on ramp northbound at Highway 91. Police observed a vehicle making several lane changes and passing slower vehicles at a high rate of speed. The vehicle was clocked by radar traveling at 156 km per hour in a 100 km per hour zone. The driver was charged with driving at excessive speed and the vehicle was impounded.